So I will start the theme, inshallah, will be about faith. And I was inspired by verse number 3 from Surah Al-Shu'ara, chapter 26, verse 3. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُونَ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. It might be that you torment the self or Muhammad because they believe not. So we're starting with this, knowing the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as a prophet of ar-Rahmah, the prophet of mercy and compassion and care and love and tenderness, as all we know, he loved people. He loved his people and loved people generally speaking, and he wanted them to be guided. In addition to that, he was fully aware of the significance of al-Iman, the significance of faith, how much that is important for the success of this life and the success of the hereafter. And the hereafter is for eternity. So when you care about people that much and you realize how valuable the commodity is, of course, this will torment you. It will bring a great pain, and you agonize over it if they don't accept it. So with that in mind, I would like to focus my talk today about faith. Followed verse number 4, إن نشأ ننزل عليه من السماء آية فظلت أعناقهم لها خاضعين. Right after when Allah mentioned the how the Prophet is tormenting himself over the faith, he underlines that faith ought to be always a place. I mean, the overarching principle ought to be always freedom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, had we so willed, we could have sent down unto them a message from the skies or from heavens, so that their necks would be forced to bow down before it in humility, but we have not willed it. And so this verse really puts another emphasis, along with so many other verses, how faith ought to be free based on freedom, free choice. And it behooves us sometimes when we hear people who are still trying to coerce others to pray or to do this or to do that, whereas the most important is freedom. So this is another reminder as we are trying to strengthen our faith and the faith of our family members, of our loved one as well. So with that in mind, now we have the significance of faith, and we have that the overarching principle of it, which is liberty. So now I'm gonna skip down to the stories. The Quran in this chapter, we have 7 stories from Moses, may peace be upon him, all the way to Shu'aib and all in between. So I will be selective, inshallah. I will take only 2 or 3 to really highlight the importance of faith and what are the things that we encounter that can block us from really embracing faith wholeheartedly and in a profound way. So I'd like to go to the story of Moses. Because of time, I won't be able to go through the whole story, so I will summarize, and probably you could do it yourself. I mean, read it yourself, inshallah, later on. But the story of Moses, as we all know, him and Aaron were tasked to go to Pharaoh, who has enslaved a good swath of the society in Egypt, and he was unjust and violated the dignity of people and so on. So their job is to go and call them and soften their heart and call them to believe in God Almighty and to believe in the message. So we all know that they found themselves before Pharaoh and his entourage, and they were talking to him about that there is God, there is the master of this universe, the Lord of the East and the West. And while they were presenting their case, of course, Pharaoh, as we all know, he was pretty much offended because he himself believed, as he told him, قَالَ لَإِن تَخَثَ إِلَهًا غَيْرِ لَأَجْعَلَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَشْرُومِينَ. If Pharaoh said, if you choose a god other than me, I will place you guys among the prisoners. So for Pharaoh, who had an absolute power, he would grant life and he would take life by, you know, by killing people. He had army, he had wealth, he had a full power over a big, a great society and so on. And sometimes when you have that type of power, you become arrogant. You feel that you are above everybody else. Nobody else matter but you. And in this case, that power corrupted the mind where elevated him to become a very arrogant. So here now Moses is dealing with a very arrogant leader who is intoxicated by his power, drugged by his power. And then Moses negotiated that, let me show you proof. I have a proof, and then let me show it to you. So here we know that he threw down his staff, and it turned to a big serpent. And with his hand was a shining, a strong light. Of course, everybody was looking, and Pharaoh realized that, you know, this is something out of the ordinary. Right away, is a witty man, is a politician, like most of the politicians that we know. He said, this is a sorcery. He is a wizard. So the ministers and those who are advising Pharaoh, they told him, okay, no problem. Why don't you summon the best wizards that within your domain, and then they will come and they will defeat him. He said, okay. So they agreed to a time. And then we know the story. Then the best of the wizards came, and they took, to the wizards, they felt this is an opportunity for them to elevate themselves politically. They'd be close to the Pharaoh, and financially and socially. So to them, is they didn't really care about Moses or about Pharaoh. All they care about to seize the opportunity and to capitalize on it. So then they went, and here I want all of us to really kind of capture the moment, because I believe it is very telling to capture the moment. So you have a lot of people watching. You have the best of the best of wizards came all together, and then you have Moses on one side, and they are on the other side, and of course Pharaoh is watching. So what happened? We all know what happened is they fooled the eyes of the people, and they threw their ropes and their canes, and they all became serpent. And of course, this is a falsehood. Then Moses came and he threw his cane and was a big serpent and swallowed all the falsehood. Now, brothers and sisters, just imagine now you have Pharaoh, who is arrogant, and then you have the wizard, the best, the professional, who they realize immediately there is a sign. This is something that out of the ordinary, it's beyond their means. And they submitted and they embraced the faith immediately. And unfortunately, Pharaoh ended up by killing them. But nonetheless, hear what I want to make the point. You have the same scenery, and then you have two groups, Pharaoh and his ministers around him, who arrogant, they are above everybody else, they're superior to everybody else, no one else matter. And then you have the professional wizard who they don't have that arrogance, they were there on a neutral ground, and they were able to see the sign for what it is and were able to embrace faith. So what blocked the faith of Pharaoh is, brothers and sisters, is arrogance. When you have arrogance, that becomes a big block against embracing the sign, seeing the sign. You might see it with your own eye, but you do not see it with your own heart. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Islam really spoke in a very strong language against arrogance. And I'm going to quote an end of a verse, Surah Al-A'raf, verse 146. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سأصرف عن آياتي الذين يتكبرون في الأرض بغير الحق وأن يروا كل آية لا يؤمنوا بها. I shall turn away from my sign those who behave arrogantly on earth without a right, and even if they see all my sign, the proof and the evidence, they will not believe in them. So arrogance brothers and sisters, is counterproductive, especially when you are trying to embrace faith. It blocks you, makes you blind. I go to Noah, and we will find something very similar with Noah. Noah, he went to his people trying to, because you know, they transgressed, they violated the rights of people, and he was trying to invite them again to faith. This is his role. And then look, their answer. And this is also in verse 111. قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ لَكَ وَاتَّبَعَكَ الْأَرْذَلُونَ. They answered, shall we place our faith in you even though the most abject of people follow you? The most abject of people means the lowest class of the society. Slaves, poor, the weak, the handicapped, and what have you. And again, here you'll find the satanic whisper that I am better. Now, Pharaoh, because of his power, he felt better. Satan, when he was asked to prostrate to Adam, he told him, I'm better than him. You created me from fire and you created him from clay. So all these people, and now the people of Noah, they felt they are better because they are rich, they are more powerful, they're healthier, they're stronger, they're more, you know, they have more resources at their hand compared to the people. So the satanic whispers will find its way either because of power or because of wealth or because of the way you've been created. You know, you are white, you're black, or your gender, or so on. Satanic whispers will seep into the human mind and make you feel self-worth, make you have that false pride that you are better, and we all know no one is better. You might be better than me in this, I'll be better than you in this, and so on and so forth. So, brothers and sisters, I think with these two stories, and if you follow all the seven stories, you will find this common theme that on one hand, faith, how important it is, as we said at the beginning, and then you have freedom. It's a free choice. It's up to each individual to decide for his or for her own. And then you'll have that arrogance when it is in life and people feel arrogant, you will find that it will block from that faith, it will block you from embracing faith in a profound way. So my message to you in this month of Ramadan, so let us make sure that we guard ourselves, because no one is immune. We all have our weaknesses here and there. Nobody is immune. So let us make sure that in the month of Ramadan, we watch carefully. We will not allow ourselves to feel that sense of arrogance and to guard that faith. So inshallah, we will exit this month with a profound faith and will be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you all. And may Allah accept our fasting.